Is your workday feeling a little long? That's maybe because you missed Jane Lindley Thomas.
So I had to panic earlier today when I heard that a lot of people, like 15 in one particular case, had got some sort of like salmonella poisoning, and people were talking about eggs, and I was like, I had an egg this morning.
Hey Jane, it's Jen from the Upper Highway area. I thought I'd just share my story with you. I was at a function on Friday night. Everything was fine. Saturday morning was fine. Sunday night, I started to feel a bit uncomfortable. And by 2 o'clock on Saturday night, the cramps were unbearable, completely debilitating. I was lying on the bathroom floor in agony. The diarrhea had started and it was absolutely relentless. At which point my husband then decided to take me to hospital, to casualty. They did some blood work and some tests and admitted me straight away. And the diagnosis came back as positive for salmonella. I've been put into isolation in the hospital. And yeah, I'm currently on day 6 and feeling marginally better, but still on lots of medication, lots of antibiotics. And it's really not a fun thing to have. So if anyone out there's got it, best wishes for a speedy recovery and let's kick this.
Wendy Nola.
Jane, I missed most of that holding on the line. What was the source of the, what meal was said to have done that?
Eggs. Upper Highway, eggs. I'm panicked. Talk to me, sister.
Bought from a shop and cooked at home or eaten out or what?
Cooked at home.
Okay. So this story has got really interesting. I've just got off the phone with Colin Steenhuisen, who is on the egg board side of the South African Poultry Association. He heard the promo earlier and phoned me to say that in the case of Old Town, Italy, where quite a few people have got salmonella and many of them hospitalized, including Yannick Franco, who has been there since Monday and is not going to be discharged today even. They got involved and they went to the supplier, who they aren't naming, the supplier of the eggs, and tests were done, sent to a lab, and he says those eggs were not the source of the salmonella. And I said, what? This is now confusing everything. And he said, well, salmonella contaminates the environment. It could have been in a knife or a cutting board or anything else, but it wasn't the eggs. But that's certainly thrown a spanner in the works, because the common denominator of those that have fallen ill seems to be that it was, people who ate egg dishes at that restaurant. But as we now know, and I've just written a story for Times Live about this, there are little outbreaks everywhere. So there's some children from a creche who weren't served eggs by the creche in Tawi's Hill. Four of them had confirmed. It's like listeria and listeriosis. I'm not even going to be able to say this right. Salmonellosis. Good luck with that. Did you hear about the poiki competition people?
Yes, 15 people from one dish.
Well, they all got ill. 7 of them were hospitalized. There was a restaurant in Florida Road. I spoke to the owner. I don't know the name of the restaurant, and she didn't want to give it to me because she's going on maternity leave and didn't want to throw her partners under the bus. But she said they closed for 36 hours when people reported getting sick, including their staff. I spoke to a pharmacist in Hillcrest who said they were getting a spike of people coming in asking for diarrhea meds, and then also seeing scripts from doctors for a certain antibiotic and for diarrhea and nausea meds. So she phoned some doctors and they confirmed they're getting cases coming in all over. So we're sitting with a problem here. I'd like to be able to say that I have comment from provincial and local health authorities. It's been promised a joint statement this morning, but I'm still waiting. So,
what in the meantime? I mean, I had an egg for breakfast this morning, so would you say stay away from eggs just to be cautious?
Well, you know, this call that I've just had with the egg board guy is confusing in terms of that one restaurant, but he can't speak, obviously, in terms of what's causing it, all these others. I can tell you that I discovered this morning, and he confirmed it, that I'm trying to look for the amount. 440 tons of eggs were imported by a major distributor based in KZN, and they've been coming in recent weeks. They're being sold in packs of five dozen together at really, really low prices. Not in any of the Spars, Checkers, Pick and Pay, or Woolies, none of the big four, but in other supermarkets for a very low price. And he said they were taken down to almost freezing point, shipped over here, which would have been 3 weeks, and now they have a 6 month expiry date, which he said was ridiculous in terms of egg safety, and they're very concerned about those eggs. So I don't know if the woman that we've just heard from bought those eggs and they were the problem. This is pure speculation. So, you know, we're in the business of finding the facts. I must have made 35 phone calls to various people around the issue this morning, trying to get to the bottom of it. So we can only present what we know. And what we know is that there's an outbreak of salmonellosis in KZN.
Okay.
If you're going to eat eggs, make sure that they are heated up. So poached eggs, for example, wouldn't be heated long enough or at a high enough temperature to kill any salmonella that were in it. So, be careful about that. Any sort of sources where the egg isn't properly cooked, don't do that. So if you're going to eat, salmonella is killed by heat, 70 degree heat. I feel like I'm repeating myself after the listeriosis.
Yeah.
So if you're going to eat eggs, cook them properly, fry them. You know, if you're cooking them in other ways that it's getting to 70 degrees, you're going to be fine. But the sort of poach and whatever. And if you want to hear something alarming, is this egg board guy said, look, I'm not promoting cage eggs because they have, animal rights issues. But he said the free range and barn eggs are a particular problem because unlike in cages where the cage is at a slight angle and all the chicken poo rolls off, they actually in free range situation and your barn egg, they actually, the legs stand in the in their poo and then they go and lay. So he was saying this is a possible problem. Don't shoot the messenger, the free range barn egg. I'm just quoting what I have been told, and this organization represents all egg producers. So, as I say, our job is to just put the information out there, make sure it's from reputable sources, and tell the story as it unfolds. And that's all I know.
Prish, if you hear anything, please WhatsApp me. We'll chat again on the wireless because I need clarity.
Okay. Sorry, all right. I can't be more definitive.
That's fine. But thank you for your time. We appreciate it, Wendy. I love you. Bye.
Shorten your workday. Listen to Jane Lindley Thomas on East Coast Radio. Weekday afternoons from 12 to 3 p.m.